bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. I guess this is just a day of me making me making admissions of stuff that bothers me and stuff that, you know. So after the top five at five, I have an admission to make, something that bothers me unmercifully. But I'm a, you know, be tough. Let me check my talking text line before I jump in, because, you know, I'll be gone for 29,000 years. So that was a beautiful story. Yes, it was. Thank you, Jasmine. Yeah, that was a beautiful. You know, what it comes down to is if we're going to get over race, then we need to get over it. It either matters or it doesn't. This canceling black stuff and canceling stuff that doesn't reflect white culture and American culture, I think on Donald Trump's, on President Trump's side, is just absurd. It is just idiotic. Stupid. Dumb.
Number five.
From thegrio.com, the U.S. Department of Defense removed a webpage dedicated to a decorated black veteran who served in the Vietnam War, characterized by his Medal of Honor as a DEI medal, only to later reinstate the page after online fury. The page in question spotlighted Army Major General. He's a Major General, Charles Calvin Rogers, who received the Presidential Medal of Honor from Richard Nixon, Republican president, in 1970. According to the 2021 defense article spotlight, Rogers remains the highest ranking black American to receive the prestigious Medal of Honor. However, despite General Rogers' historic profile, the Defense Department took down the page dedicated to the black veteran and showed a 404 page not found message and changed the URL to read DEI Medal. According to screenshots and internet archives, as the page of the page reviewed by The Griot. It appears the page may have been taken down as a result of President Donald Trump's executive order abolishing diversity, equity, inclusion. And that is the idiocy and the stupidity of that order, because the assumption that most white people make or seem to make is that everything black has to do with DEI and it's not deserved. And it's idiotic. It's idiotic. And so I think what's happening is I think people are taking advantage of that in addition to what Donald Trump did, in addition to the executive order. People are taking advantage of that and saying anything black, any black book, black teachers, black principals, black CEOs, automatic, gone. And they're whitewashing everything. According to the archives reviewed by the GRIO, the page honoring General Rogers appeared to have been removed and altered on Saturday and then reinstated on Monday following public blowback. The Defense Department said in a statement to the GRIO that the page was removed as a result of an auto removal process. In other words, you searched anything that had black or African-American in it and you got rid of it. Luckily, I can't say those words that I'm thinking on the radio.
Number four.
This from Politico.com. The Trump administration will not entertain a French politician's request. You ready? To return the Statue of Liberty to France. Absolutely not. My advice to that unnamed low-level French politician would be to remind them that it's only because of the United States of America that the French are not speaking German right now, which is kind of true, says White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt in a press briefing today, likely referencing the American-French allyship during the World War II that snuffed out Nazi Germany. They should be grateful. Statement comes a day after a French member of the European Parliament, Raphael Glucksmann, said at a party convention that America under the Trump administration no longer embodied the spirit of the monument, which France gave to the U.S. in the 1880s to formalize diplomatic ties and enshrine the concept of American independence from Great Britain and the end of slavery. We're going to say to the Americans who have chosen to side with the tyrants, to the Americans who fired researchers for demanding scientific freedom, give us the Statue of Liberty back. That's what Glucksmann said. The Department of Health and Human Services purged thousands of scientists and public health leaders since the beginning of the second Trump administration. It's also slashed research grants across the country, and industry experts warn these moves could hollow out research institutes that rely on these funds for maintenance and daily operations. If the United States doesn't intend to restore these positions and funds, France, Gluckman said, would gladly absorb the United States research sector. It's unclear how France would force the Trump administration's hand. The country cannot take back the statue at a whim because it's the property of the United States government. And such a move could also strain diplomatic tensions that French President Emmanuel Macron is still trying to smooth and soothe with President Donald Trump by brokering a peace deal to end a years-long war between Russia and Ukraine. So that'll go over well, you think? You think that'll go over well? I think it'll work out just fine. No.
Number three.
Speaking of the military. So the Secretary of Defense, what's that dude's name? Used to be on Fox News. Secretary of Defense says there are new rules that were implemented. Ordered a review of grooming standards. Now, here's my caveat. Sometimes black people find issues where there are no issues. Sometimes black people make stuff look like it's bad without giving you all the information. Yeah, white people do it all the time, too. Anyway, from blackenterprise.com, based on a new policy, people who are inflicted with a skin condition that can cause pain and scarring on their face, razor bumps, from shaving, can be kicked out of the military if it does not clear up within a certain amount of time. This may greatly affect black men. According to the Marine Corps Times, the United States Marine Corps has stated that any Marine who's been diagnosed with pseudofolliculitis barbae, you know what that is? Razor bumps. I had them when I was on the department. It was terrible. Has to undergo medical reevaluation within 90 days to see if they will still require a shaving waiver due to the condition. Okay, that does not say they're going to get thrown out of the military. That does not say every 6 months, I had to go to the doctor, get a note The doctor said, yes, you've got pseudofolliculitis barbae, which is razor bumps. And if you shave too much, you'll bleed and scar and it'll damage your face. So I didn't shave. Every day I shaved every 2 or 3 days. I got a doctor's note. DermNet says that pseudofolliculitis barbae, PFB, is a common inflammatory reaction of the hair follicle, most often on the face as a result of shaving. The affliction is aggravated with regular shaving of the face. A message from the Marines stated, ensure the health, resilience, and discipline of our Marines and sailors is essential to sustaining our war fighting capability and maintain the high standards required to remain ready for any challenge. These standards ensure that we remain the world's premier fighting force, ready to fight and win with unwavering readiness, discipline, and lethality. The message was issued March 13th after Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered a review of military fitness and grooming standards. A treatment plan was suggested for Marines with pseudofolliculitis barbae and the goal of returning service members to grooming standards and ensuring maximum warfare readiness. I don't know if bumps on your face are going to do that. Phase 3 gives the Marine an additional 4 weeks of the same treatment if the condition remains. In the fourth phase, Marines whose razor bumps don't improve will be referred to a dermatologist for a potential laser treatment that will be paid for by the government. None of this says that they'll get thrown out. But yet, the story in Black Enterprise says Marines could be kicked out due to new policy. It doesn't say that. Your own story, Cedric Thornton, doesn't say that. I'm just saying. Police departments deal with this all the time. Now, here's something that people should know. When you wear a gas mask, at one time, the government said if you had a beard, you couldn't wear one. Why is that? Because it won't seal properly. And if it doesn't seal properly, you need to sign a waiver. Because if it don't seal, and you get gassed, somebody takes your weapon or you die, that's on you. So it's important that you stay shaved as close as possible, especially if you work on a specialty unit or you're in the military because you have warfare. Now, that's just normal. And watch this. You don't see this boatload of Black Marines and Black sailors screaming and hollering because they understand that you have to be battle ready. And that's just how it is. And if you don't want to do it, I guess you probably shouldn't be in the military.
Number two.
So from FoxNews.com, another dumb statement. President Donald Trump claims that former President Joe Biden's pardons of lawmakers who served on the House Select Committee to investigate the January 6th Capitol riot and others are void, alleging they'd been signed via an auto pen and that Biden does not even know about them. The pardons that sleepy Joe Biden gave to the unselect committee of political thugs and many others were hereby declared void, vacant, and of no further force or effect because of the fact that they were done by auto pen. Guess what? So if Joe Biden really didn't sign them, you know how many people use auto pen? And that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. And it just makes no sense. And number two, you can't void pardons that another president gave. It's not my decision. It'll be up to a court. No, it's not. They are not going to void it. The Supreme Court is going to be like, absolutely not. President Biden gave them to them and they're done. And there's nothing you can do. Go somewhere and sit down. It's just dumb. It's like a kid in a candy store. I could take it. Ooh, I could just get everything. I could just do anything I want. Actually, no, you can't.
Number one.
From the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, JS Online, the new superintendent is here. She envisions a community-led, community-driven district. This is a story by Alec Johnson. I don't really understand what she means, but she says that as Brenda Casellius started her first week as superintendent of MPS today, her top priority is handling the lead crisis in district schools. She said during a media period at a 4K through 8th grade Bethune Academy, making sure that parents know that our schools are safe to send them to and that our students feel comfortable coming to school. So getting underneath that is my number one priority. How about scores, Ms. Superintendent? You know, scores. You know, like reading, writing, arithmetic. Before you start doing all this other stuff and the scores are still terrible, you're going to have to multitask. Caselius was at the school having lunch with students, touring the school and meeting students and staff on her first day. Her contract began Saturday. Other top priorities, getting vacancies filled in the executive team and getting the district's academic programming in order. She confirmed that 25 school resource officers were in NPS today. Officers are required to be in NPS schools by state law under Act 12. And that a district parent filed a lawsuit against NPS. You know that in the city, they didn't have them. And all 25 are on duty and doing well. I checked at the mayor's office and there's been no incidents and there's nothing going on. It's been a great day so far. Clearly, she don't know Milwaukee. In response to a question about parental concerns over SROs, Caselia says that the officers would follow a community policing model, which is a good model for building relationships with students. Why are people acting like cops were never in schools? This is just the dumbest thing in the world. I know you don't like the police. If you don't like the police being in public schools, do not send your child to public schools. Take advantage of choice if you're able and go. Beat it. Scram. Like, what is that? This is no occupying force or they're gonna walk in and I'll be mean to all the kids. They are not. And if they are, they should be fired. They should be relieved of their jobs. Because that's not what's going to happen. Now, when your kid acts up and your kid want to fight and they commit a crime, they're going to get arrested. They're going to get arrested. So before you start to scream and holler and cry and all that because some kid is doing something wrong, well, you should get ready for that. Hey, it's 101.7 The Truth. Dr. Ken Harris, that's me, for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. We talk a lot about unprecedented quality and service you get from Pella. But talking to the people who actually work there, you can tell how much they genuinely love what they do. Pella's team is with you from start all the way to the finish, installation, everything. They don't just disappear after the sale. Right now, take advantage of windows as low as $22 per month. Doors as low as $89 a month. Did I say lower or low? Anyway, certain restrictions apply. Offer ends March 31st. Today is the 17th. So you got till March 31st, 2025 to do what? Well, first place you need to go is PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Take advantage. $22 windows, $89 doors per month. No, the door don't cost $89. You got to pay $89 a month. But think about that. They got certain restrictions. Ends March 31st. Check it out. PellaWI.com.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I'm not a shy little girl, I'm a wizard. With a pearl in my hand, with a heavy dose of adrenaline, call me a chemical man. I'm not a shy girl, I'm a wizard. Do I have to say it again? I'm like a mystic stuck on a gumball. Decorate me with the stars. Yeah, I wanna fly. Desolate space in my body. Yeah,
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. Because I'm not a shy little girl, I'm a wizard. 833-212-1017 is the number. Should I get over not liking Will Smith? Anybody? Yeah. Anyway. Gary said, vote. Come on, man. If you want me to say that, come on the show. 833-212-1017. If you run in for office, don't send a text. Come on the show. I'm just saying. Will Smith. Should I forgive Will Smith for slapping my dude? Well, Chris Rock forgave him. I would have locked his behind up. Should I? 833-212-1017. You can just send me a talk or send me a text on the talking text line or on the YouTube chat. You know, you can stream and watch us on YouTube, and you can also go to 1017thetruth.com and make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you don't miss us when we're live. Okay? So, but yeah, it's... Because he got banned from Hollywood for 10 years. How many years has it been? Like 2 or 3? And dude got to make some money, and he got investments. So guess what he's doing? Did you hear? He's making an album. The actor who rose to fame as a rapper announced he has a new album coming. It's official. My new album is based on a true story. Drops March 28th. Smith wrote in a post on social media 2 weeks. Hit that pre-save. Been working on this project for a minute, and I'm itching to get it out to y'all. His last album, Lost and Found, was released March of 2005. Smith also shared a track list of his new project, which includes collaboration with Teyana Taylor, Jack Ross, and Obanga. DJ Jazzy Jeff, Jeff Smith, longtime friend and collaborator with whom he had the 1991 hit Summertime, is also listed on the opening track. He released the single Beautiful Scars in January, shortly after he spoke about how the new music was a departure from some of his previous work in an interview with Big Boy's Neighborhood. There's a thing, there's a brand that is Will Smith, you know, and the brand is slightly different from the man. He said, the brand is just a really narrow slice of what the man is, and the man is has expanded in a way that the brand can almost feel like a prison. Okay. Yeah. Do I want to bother with him? Do I want to bother with this? Do I want to bother listening to this? I don't know. Do I really want to bother? Should I even forgive, dude? I mean, he didn't slap me, so it's not really like forgiving him, you know? But should I let him back into my... Should we give him his black card back? They should have took his black card. I don't know. I'm still torn. I guess I'm just disappointed. I guess I'm just disappointed. 833-212-1017. Are you disappointed in Will Smith, or he just, I don't know. I'm just disappointed. Very disappointed. See, I would have waited till the cameras went off, then I'd have punched him in the face. But I wouldn't slap him. Because I can go to jail for the same thing as punching, right? But with the cameras off, I'd be like, them people just don't like me. That's why they're lying and saying I punched them in the face. I never punched them. What are you talking about? Me? I never did that. I never do that. So, yeah, Will Smith. I don't know. Hey, when we come back, I got some information on... Remember we talked about it even when we were back at the other place about they're going to be expanding I-94, and then y'all forgot about it. And they said it was going to be coming up around 2005, and it was like 2001, and they was like, nobody really cared. Well, guess what? They're having an open house, so you could talk about it. And you know when the state wants to talk to you about something, that means that they're going to do it.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Hey, Truth Nation, the Gruber Law Offices Analysis Live is back and takes place Saturday, March 29th at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Join Thanasis Atetokounmpo for a live show that is going to entertain fans like none other, with special guest Brandon Jennings and so many more surprise guests. But you're going to have to be there. But you never know who's going to be joining Thanasis Live. So, get your tickets now for Thanasis Live on March 29th, Potawatomi Casino Hotel, by visiting ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter for event and ticket info. Excitement, entertainment, all that can't get anywhere else except right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. 833-212-1017 is the number. There's going to be an open house for Interstate 94 expansion project. Milwaukee's West Side is set for Tuesday, March 18th and Wednesday, March 19th. That's according to the DOT, that's Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Both will present the same information about the project schedule, final design elements, initial construction staging, and traffic considerations. March 18th will be an open house from 4 to 7 at State Fair Park, the Tommy Thompson Youth Center, 640 South 84th Street, West Dallas. And March 19th, open house will be from 5 to 8 p.m., Marquette University High School, 3401 West Wisconsin. So here's the deal. The first segment of the freeway construction will start this year. It'll run through 2032. Okay, you ready? 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. 32, 7 years, $1.74 billion. The reconstruction project, including widening I-94 from 6 lanes to 8 lanes between 16th and 70th, it's needed to reduce congestion and improve safety, says Wisconsin DOT and business groups that support the expansion. So here's the kicker. If you live in that neighborhood that's just abuts the highway, that's probably not the place to live. So I remember that area around Blue Mound, and I forget the name of the neighborhood. It was south. It's just west of the ballpark, just west of Miller Park, and it runs west. And there's that neighborhood along 51st, 52nd, 53rd, and Blue Mound south of there. And it's a beautiful neighborhood, and even thought about buying a house over there until I realized all of the houses along the expressway were for sale. And I started asking myself, okay, so what am I missing? What am I missing that I need to know? And so I started doing some Googling and some searching, and I checked the county and checked the city and checked the state. Ding! They're expanding the road. So wait a minute. I walk out my door and I walk across the street and the expressway's right there. And if they're going to expand it, then there's a good possibility that the city or the state is going to declare eminent domain, pay me money for my house. And people think that's a great thing, but if you owe, like, I don't know, you do a good down payment and you just bought a house in a year or two in, basically the money they give you has to cover the cost of your house. And then you pay back the loan and you got a couple of what? Couple grand? What do you do then? How do you find another house? Where do you move to? Opponents say a 6-lane reconstructed freeway with increased mass transit would be large enough to accommodate traffic. But traffic is really, you know, sometimes those are the people who are just you know, some of those people are just, you know, anti-car, anti-breathing. So, I mean, I don't know. They're going to expand it, so there's really not much you can do. And when they're having a hearing, they're having a hearing to inform you about what they're about to do. They're not having a hearing so that you can say, I don't like it, because that's irrelevant. They already got the federal funding, and they're moving forward. What's up, Lana Banana? And they're moving forward. And there's really nothing we can do. We can complain about it. And so I asked years ago, is this a done deal? Like, yeah, we're moving forward, and it'll be starting in about 4 years. We had some holdups because of COVID and all this other stuff. But now they got it. $1.74 billion. How much you want to bet that their cost overruns? How much you want to bet? And if it overruns, where's the money coming from? And so now we'll have an 8-lane highway. And so when we say 6 to 8, that means that you got to add 2 lanes on the westbound side of I-94 and 2 lanes on the eastbound side of I-94. And it's not coming from the middle, because there's nothing in the middle. So the only thing they can do is tear down. Okay. So I guess that street that runs along the highway, the expressway, is going to be jacked up. And if you live there, are you going to be able to get to your house? Are you going to be able to park? And if you don't have an alley, you're just done. And there's nothing you can do. And that's unfortunate. That is really unfortunate. And I'm glad I didn't move down there. I'm glad I did not move into that neighborhood. I would be really, really mad. I would have lived there for, let me see, a little under 20 years, 19 years right now. But doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, it makes sense to expand the expressway. But will there be jobs for people? And what happens to all the laws in Wisconsin that says that you have set-asides? Did Donald Trump's executive order just wipe that away? It was only DEI. I think people are applying DEI to some really weird things. And you can't overturn, you know, like Act 7. I'm sorry. Title 7. Like, there are a lot of things that you just can't overturn and make go away because you decide that you don't really like it. Like Title 7 of the Civil Rights Act. Like, it prohibits employment discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, including pregnancy, childbirth, a medical condition, sexual orientation, transgender status, national origin, all those things. It's illegal for employers to discriminate. Job applicants, all that. So you're gonna wipe that away? No, you can't do that. See, the one thing they can never wipe away, and don't conflate the Civil Rights Act of 1964 and DEI, because those, one has nothing to do with the other. A lot of people are walking around thinking that this is going to stop with black this and this is going to stop. That's federal law. Donald Trump can't change federal law. He can't change the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission because it's for everybody. Title VII is for everybody. It includes black people. Disparate treatment, disparate impact, harassment, retaliation, denying a job to qualified applicants based on race or sex. So if you really want everything to be on merit, that's great. But when you tell me I can't get a job because I'm black, or if I keep not getting jobs and I can show that I am more than qualified over the other people, you get sued. Creating a hostile work environment through discriminatory comments and actions. Making statements, DEI is over. Is that creating a hostile work environment? What about retaliating against an employee who actually reports discrimination? Have to be careful of those things. Civil Rights Act of 1964 is powerful, but it ain't just for black people. It's for everybody. And if you treat somebody wrong, just like you're doing now, dismissing black people because you think DEI is what it was, or people under the erroneous idea that affirmative action is over. It's not. It's not. It's following what this says. You can't have disparate treatment. You can't discriminate based on religion or religious practices. You can't discriminate based on individuals' racial heritage. That is why the Asian kid won getting into Harvard. He had better scores, better everything, and he never got in. And when they asked him why he didn't get in, they told him because of minorities. And he's a minority. He's Asian. But they wanted black people. And so then the question becomes, did you choose black people who were unqualified to go to Harvard so they could fail? Or did you choose qualified people to go to Harvard? Like, it's just like, where does that end? Where do you err on the side of we're going to give qualified black people the ability to go to law school and medical school and all that? Because you can't just roll into those schools, dental school, podiatrist. You can't just roll into that school. You have to actually take a test and get in and be able to do your job. And I think that's what people miss when we talk about that. We got an inordinate amount of black doctors who've done phenomenal work. I got one. And that's just how it is. 833-212-1017 is the number. Vincent, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Good evening, Dr. Kent. My point is, regardless of the law, where do you go for remedy in the federal government? The fact is, Donald Trump has basically fired people in the EEOC, fired people in the EEOC and basically closed it down. He's told the DOJ.
Well, EEOC is not closed down. He let go some people, but it's not closed down.
Well, the fact is that he asked the DOJ that if they have any discrimination cases pending, that they basically need to drop them, and they're not going to entertain any more discrimination cases unless it's against white folks.
Well, the Supreme Court will turn that over. Supreme Court will turn that over.
And he got rid of the discrimination department in the Social Security Administration. So where do you go in the federal government for remedy if you feel that you're discriminated?
You can still go to the EEOC.
Well, the fact is, if he's cut it. But my point is that if he let go of the people, and to me basically gutted it, and that's what he's doing, and then he puts his people in there. They're not going to entertain anybody coming up there that being discriminated against.
But we can't make that assumption. Let it happen and then sue. But we can't say we think something's going to happen, and it hasn't happened, or we think somebody's going to do something. We need to let it happen and then get a plaintiff and take it to court and take it to the Supreme Court. Because I'm telling you, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 is on your side. This assumption that people make about and equating DEI motivated race and sex discrimination has absolutely nothing to do that a white person or anybody who discriminates against anybody, man to woman, woman to man, all that. And so this them trying to reword it isn't going to change constitutionally what we have. You got to fight them. But we can't just assume they're not going to hear anything and we're not going to win. That's just not true.
Well, I totally agree with you. We have to fight. The point is we have to fight. The fact is that the laws are there. And the fact is, hopefully the courts will support that law, and that's where we can kind of lay our heads on it, and hopefully that can happen. But the fact is that this administration is trying its best to say that everything that's black is basically DEI related,
and it's stupid.
And DEI related, and the fact is that when you look at the achievements of African Americans in this country, they're trying to diminish it slowly but surely through this administration, and I think it's downright racist to me.
Honestly, I don't know what it is they're trying to do, because when you do this, you know who's going to hurt more than anybody, right? White women.
No.
White women. They're the ones that have been filing the suits. They're the ones that have been saying it's sex discrimination. They're the ones that have been trying to get rights. So, I mean, if that's your jam, do it. Knock yourself out. But I'm not going to let it stop me.
Exactly. But the point is, we have seen when it comes to going after black people, they will sacrifice anybody they have to sacrifice.
Well,
because I think that
both parties have sacrificed us. Both parties have punked us. So the fight that I'm not seeing in black people now disturbs me, because we had to fight like this against Democrats before we started voting Democrat. So something got lost over the generations where we forgot that both parties have jacked us. Both parties kept us in slavery. Both parties have diminished us. This ain't a new phenomenon that just Republicans did. Everybody's done it.
Everybody's done it, but the fact is the Republicans are off the bat. And so the fact is when they decide to take away DEI, they decide to take away.
You can't take away. It was a policy. They didn't take away DEI. It was a policy that people followed. There was no law for DEI. There wasn't.
No, there was no law. But the point is when you began to go after
sure.
departments in the federal government, when you began to go after companies, the fact is it becomes a snowball in effect.
Absolutely.
And so what happens when you start to diminish these things, begin to go after black history in this country, because black achievement in
if
this
you
country.
If you let them. You can cry and talk about it, or you can fight it. Let's start fighting.
That's what I say. Well, we need to stop fighting again. We need to get back into the streets like we did before. Get back in the streets.
I don't think that's going to help.
Fight.
I don't think that's going to help.
You're
going to lose that fight.
I think it will help.
You're going to lose that fight. You're going to lose that fight. That's just me.
I believe in the power of the people. I believe in the power of the people.
That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I said. Yeah. I said getting in the street. That ain't gonna win then.
Well, I believe that we've did it before that way, and I think we can do it again.
Okay, because so. I think you got two generations that will tell you they ain't doing that. See?
Well, I hope they understand. I hope they understand what kind of world they're going to be living in.
Well, there are the ways.
Living it if they don't.
Vincent, you and I will talk offline, and we'll talk about some ways that you can do that.
All right.
Take care, brother.
All right,
brother.
Dr. Ken.
All right.
You have a good one, man. Bye bye.
More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth App, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth App, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I think if I get hit by a truck, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to call you. I'm just saying. Talking text line, Ann said, things are not being taken away en masse. Let things unfold. The problem is, if you let things unfold slowly, you lose everything before you know. Before you look up, you won't notice. It'll be little by little, incremental by incremental, and then all of a sudden you'll look up. And everything will be reversed back to the way it was in the 1960s. You got to be careful of that. Wake up. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. What's today? Monday. You know what's coming up. Truth Unfiltered with D.T. Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris. So make sure you hang around. For more radio, I'm here till 8 o'clock. And I'll see you again tomorrow. So I guess in that 22 hours, it'll be like 20 hours. But then I'll be back. So, hey, God bless. Take care. Thank you for the comments, Ann. Appreciate it. We'll have to chop it up about that a little later. Thank you, DJ Brother Z. Appreciate you. God bless y'all. It's Monday. Be careful. Be safe. I'm out.